Hello and welcome to this week's episodes of The Calling. Follow your spirit all the way in. I'm your host, Homaya. Join me in this journey of self-awareness, soul frequencies, and spiritual revelations. Let's fly. Let's continue the story. I feel that to continue the story, maybe I highlight that my art at that moment was how do I keep the experience, the frequency, the light, the grace, the beauty that I've experienced within me in this realm. How do I not only keep it alive within me, but how do I let it be me on the planet? How can I still be who I am and what I am as I know myself to be and as people know me to be, while I know strongly that there's something which is between a diamond to a flower that is alive, and I am it, and it is me. And I don't want to separate myself from it, to limit it and control it and take care of it as it is something external. And at the same time, I need to learn how to walk with it in life. It's a whole different life experience. My ears and my eyes were turning inward intentionally, to the extent that it became clear that there's nothing outside. There's nothing outside. Everything that I am, everything that there is, everything that I experience, everything in the world is only inside. Whatever you tell yourself a story that something is outside, it is still inside. It just appears as outside. After I gave everything away, I also gave the apartment that I was at away. I moved away. And it was in a week, 10 days. This healer that told me, go and get a book about shamanism, he said at that conversation, he said, I'm getting that you're not getting. Then let's speak again. In a week or 10 days. When I spoke with him again in a week or 10 days, more or less, I was already in a new apartment. I started to feel how indeed I'm bringing this frequency and navigating life with it, giving it the space that it needed to permeate itself more and more in me and through me. And I had to take a decision after a decision and after a decision that all of them felt abnormal, risky, not logic. And I had to just make another decision and another decision. So it was moving to a new apartment. And then it was refusing some proposal that people were offering me. Because people started to know that I'm not working as an architect in that office. Can you work here? Would you like to work here? Let me do that with you. No, no, no. There was a clear yes, which is not a mental yes, that I was obeying. And I'm sharing it with you so you get something in this frequency that I'm transmitting in my voice, in my aura, because you know it. We all know it. Not so long afterwards, I found a little ad in a newspaper, like really little, probably 3 or 4 lines. Something about a course about sacred geometry and colors. And I said to myself, this is interesting. And as I said, my mental, emotional, physical and spiritual body were completely not in sync. They had their own rhythm of integrating. So my mind started to give me reasons, ridiculous reasons, why to join, while my entire being knew that I'm there. I'm going there. When you are aligned with your soul contract, when you are embodying your soul frequencies, your singularity, when you're allowing that to live through you, the presence of mental thoughts or of fear or limitations will still be there. But the guidance towards what is, what needs to happen, what is the truth, and the experience of having a support around it will be stronger and clearer. When it's your faith, it's your faith. When it is designed for you, it is designed for you. You were designed for it. So I went to that course and I've felt like God is telling me, here you can sit on my lap and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share with you how I work. I'm going to tell you about this matrix and how it is created and how do we play and what are the rules. It's almost like what I have experienced at that realm, the journey that I went through in my dream, through all the higher heavens one by one, all that I've seen, all the codes that I've received that could not be verbalized, started gradually showing themselves to me. I am more than 20 years after this experience, and still there are aspects and layers that are coming and showing themselves to me. I have clarity and awareness of why things were as they were in that place which has no name, where people or beings have no face, where there's no time and a space cannot be encapsulated. But for it to be experienced, for me to bring this heaven on earth, I needed to be aware of where I'm anchoring myself and how I keep this frequency, my soul frequency, to be my main guidance. How do I keep my soul inner code, my singularity? Do I keep that, the light that guide me the way and take me through this 3D journey in time and space? How do I bridge it? And this is what I've done. Everything was done through that perspective. Is it still me? Is it who I am? And there were some things that I needed to say no that made no logic. And there were some things that I needed to say yes to that made no logic. I remember my father one time telling me, your logic is a logic that no logic can understand. But I wished this logic for everyone. I truly wish this logic for everyone to be who you are and to fill yourself with all of who you are, with the pain, with the joy, with the clarity, with the confusion. Because once we judge ourselves, we immediately disconnect. Once we judge what is being offered to us, we immediately disconnect. I started learning and learning and learning. I was thirsty and I was drinking. And I needed that to anchor that wisdom and to awaken that wizard, that wise woman, that medicine woman that existed within me. I just kept on learning and I've traveled the entire world. Felt that this master or this teacher or this shaman or this place is in the frequency of my soul frequency, nothing would stop me. And in that level of conviction, in that level of clarity, everything that I needed to create this experience was offered to me, again, with no logic, no logic at all. I would receive the exact amount of money that I needed to buy a flight ticket or to pay to a certain course. I zero needs. I wasn't concerned being one with the whole. And I speak about it in past tense because there are aspects that are longing to open up even more in my life. And in comparison to the truth, I become aware of more limitations that can massage themselves even more into this infinite nature. And what I'm realizing, and I've realized, and I realize every day, is it is in my energy and how high I show up. It is in my energy and the way that I am showing up for it that makes the entire difference. Because we all have faith. Your faith, what you are here to experience in this 3D hologram, some of it is set in stone. But your destiny is what you will make out of this fate. What you will make out of it in the way that you move, in the way that you show up, in how anchored you are in the truth, how much are you really here for it, and how much can you bring this heaven here? Do not be preoccupied in how much you know about the heaven and the heavens. Don't be preoccupied with that. Whatever you know about it, whatever you feel about it, even if it is just one tiny little bit percent you can feel when you're falling asleep or you are feeling relaxed, because that space cannot be measured. You cannot limit it to be something tiny or big. It doesn't matter if you experience it only 1 second or millisecond, or you are anchored 100% completely all day long within it. It doesn't really matter. It is how much you are aligned with it, how much you allow yourself to be it. I've traveled the world for years. Very quickly, I gave this apartment away and I just travel from one teacher to another teacher to another teacher. I would go back and forth to my homeland. And as I was riding the wave with such a beautiful attunement, everything was set before I arrived. Whether you realize it or not, everything is set before you even arrive. Would you welcome that and be willing to experience it? Would you cherish it and let it live through you and bring heaven on earth? Your destiny is in your hand. It is how deep, how aligned you will play. One of the things that I've learned and improved and created more and more in my life is this energetic composition that allowed me to align more and more with my soul contract. I will be offering 2 weeks of soul contract alignment and opening up not only to your higher purpose, but to your supreme destiny through teachings, through transmission, activation, and self-awareness processes that will allow you to clear the aspects that are taking you away into stories, into illusion, far from your purpose from your soul contract, embodying more this level of alignment and activation of your soul contract, and even more, opening you up and activating the forces within you to move to your supreme destiny, to live from your supreme destiny, as your supreme destiny. The highest octave, the most luminous aspects of your soul contract. You will find all the information about this program and soul activation in the show notes of this episode. I will be happy to see you in this class. Thank you for listening and being part of this great conversation. You will find all the relevant links in the show notes, as well as a link to a meditation for you to feel more connected to your spirit and aligned with your soul contract. Please, if this episode touched you, leave a review, like, and subscribe. Feel comfortable to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues, because everyone has a calling.